Philip Sample PLLC, these urgent care today's date is 10/24/2022. Dictation is for Mr. David Weiss. Weiss spells W-E-I-S. David spells D-A-V-I-D. Date of birth is 11/18/1953. This is a 68-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient has a history of asthma. Says he's out of his asthma medication, and since the weather's changed, he's been having some cough and wheezing period. He said he uses nebulizer at home, but his machine is not working as well. I would like to have another machine, as well as a refill of his pocket inhaler period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient denies chills, myalgia, denies increased temperature. Denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Says he's eating and drinking well, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. He's alert-oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2, SAT is 96% at room air. Blood pressure, 129/78. Pulse, 99. Respiration, 18. Temperature, 98.0, period. Next paragraph, respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. He has mild inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rhythm. Rhythm. With no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular correction. Next paragraph. Abdomen is non-distended. No visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities. Full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort or range of motion. He bears weight well with no ontology gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan assessment. Number 1 is chronic asthma, number 2 reactive airway disease, number 3 cough, number 3 bronchitis, period. Patient was offered, patient was advised to go to the emergency room as he may benefit from a more detailed intervention for his condition. He's reporting some shorter breath sometimes. He said that his asthma is not responding to his own nebulizer. After discussing about going to the emergency room, he declined. He said all he needs is a shot of steroids. The Z-Pack works for him, and the prednisone works for him. Also, he said if you get a refill, he should be fine. Yeah, we had a discussion about the benefits of getting treated and evaluating the ER versus outpatient. He said he understands, and if he gets worse, he will come back to the emergency room, period. In a clinic today, patient was given dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. He was observed for approximately 15 minutes, then reevaluated. He reported no problems with the injection. He was sent home with the following nebulizer machine with mask and tubes. Next prescription, albuterol 2.5/3 mL. You'd be 3 mL with nebulizer machine, TID, PRN for wheezing/cough. Next medication, Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO now, then 1 PO daily until gone. Number 6, next medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams, day 1, 5 PO, day 2, 4 PO, day 3, 3 PO, day 4, 2 PO, day 5, 1 PO for a total of 15. Next medication, albuterol MDI 2 plus TID PRN for wheezing/cough. Number 1, 2 refills. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Again, we talk about going to the emergency room. He says you understand. And if he gets worse, he will go. End of dictation.